What's up, everybody? It's Erin.
And Nicole.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, my God. It's the 200th episode of Dude That's Fucked Up.
Oh, my God.
Whoop, whoop. I whoop whooped someone in real life on a Zoom call yesterday. It was wild. And they were like, oh, Nicole's a juggalo. And I was like, no.
Well, honorary in our own minds.
Yeah, in my mind. In my heart.
In my heart. Mm-hmm. What's up, you guys? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the 200th episode of Dude That's Fucked Up.
Fuck.
It is not only our 200th episode. It is a holiday extravaganza.
Oh, I love it.
We have, well, not a lot. Just like Santa Claus poems for you guys. I was going to say we have everything, but it's just fun listener dudes who've sent us their Santa Claus poems. Mm-hmm. We wrote Santa Claus poems. Ugh. We are doing it. We're doing it live.
I got a cocktail. It's in my Madonna Inn fancy lady mug. I have backup cocktail.
I do too. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I made this and I made the refill. Oh my God.
It's not even going to be a long episode. I love you.
No, we're just getting fucked up.
Yeah. I was just like, oh man, I could use a drink today. Mm. I texted Erin right before this. It has been a day. I was like, I'm getting set up. It has been a day.
Oh my God. Great. Let's talk about it. My God. Do we have any business before we talk?
No, I mean, no, by the time you're hearing this, hopefully you're having a great holiday. If you got some Christmas money and you want some merch, we have bandanas. They're amazing.
Stickers, magnets, whatever. Those are the three things.
Yeah, stickers, magnets, bandanas. Yeah, we don't have shirts anymore. We don't really have other stuff. So, yeah, if you're interested in those things, you could get some, and that's cool.
We're going to refresh everything in 2021, but for now, like, the business is on hold. We are on vacation. It is winter break. It is fucking the holidays. We are chilling, okay?
It is holiday time. It's holiday season. That's all we're doing. That's all we want to do.
We're phoning it in the rest of the year starting now.
Right meow.
Right meow. After we read all these poems to you guys and share ours, we're not taking a break. We're just, we're not.
Till next week.
Till next week. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's happening. So, with that, anything fucked up for you this week?
Oh, my God. I don't know if anyone watching on YouTube, if, like, I look different in the video or anything looks different. I'm standing up. My back. I don't know what happened. My girl. Fucking neck, my back. You know what I mean?
I do.
And I think, I don't know. I think it's just from all my muscles have atrophied at this point in 2020. And all I do is like sit at my computer all day. And I stopped going on walks like when coronavirus got bad because people weren't wearing masks. And it wasn't good for my mental health. Like it's supposed to be good for your mental health. But no, it was like angry.
Stressful. Yeah.
Stressful. And so I stopped doing it because I was like, I can't even. And so now I just don't exercise. And so, yeah, my back's fucked up. I went and did my grocery shopping yesterday and I like helped bag. And I think I was like turning kind of weird because I was like trying not to get my face too close to the person that worked there to give them space, you know, but I was also trying to be helpful. And so I was like kind of contorting weird. And then I had to do like a self-tape audition. And one of the instructions, this was like the most involved audition I've ever done.
Like
also
a physical audition.
Yeah, it was like full body shot and I had to do like these little repetitive movements, and so I think that's maybe part of it. And I'm just like fucking tired, and
yeah,
I know, my body's just like, take a break, it's been a year,
it's let's okay. refresh.
Yeah, so yeah. I couldn't bear to sit down today.
Oh no.
I mostly just like I went to Rite Aid. I got like a heat pad. And I've just been like cuddling up in that. And now, yeah, standing, I'm okay. But yeah.
Man, it's tough when shit happens like that. Like, you don't realize how your little small movements just can be excruciating if shit is out of, yeah, out of whack. It sucks. Yeah,
I know.
Ugh, getting old sucks, man.
I know. It's like, why do people do it? I don't know.
Why do you think we age?
It's yeah. So, ugh. Why do
so
we age?
Annoying.
Also, it's like extra fucking annoying that women are out here like and their faces are not aging, but you know their bodies hurt and like everything's a mess, just like not here. You know what I mean? It's like, let's just like all be real and be and say we're uncomfortable and we're pissing ourselves all the time.
Unless they're just like hammered Romance. All the time or like on meds or something.
Pills.
Or
yeah.
Yeah. Or bathing in like CBD ointment all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
or like fallopian tube stem cells.
I was like,
I'm like, what is the word? I know it comes from the tubes.
Stem cells, yeah.
Stem cells, yeah. Bathing in stem cells.
Ugh, well.
Yeah. Man. Anyway, what's your fucked up of the week?
You know, I don't have one this week.
Good.
Maybe my fucked up is that I waited until the last minute to write my Santa Claus poem. So
oh,
I
hope same.
It,
great.
Hope it doesn't suck butthole.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I waited
TBD.
Also. Yeah. TBD, CBD.
You know, I do my best work when I'm under pressure. So
same. I got there. I think that, you know why? It's hard to start it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, where do I want this to go? How do I want to – what is there going to be a theme? Is this going to just be a catch-all? What's going to happen? So we'll see.
Yeah. I think mine is a projection onto you of me. So that'll be interesting. Like everything I'm making fun of you with is like things I think I've been feeling. So
okay.
About myself.
I didn't do a roast so much as a introspection
recap
of of the year. So
I feel
we'll
like
see.
You don't ever get really yours is always more like complimentary. Mine, I try to get roasty and I did a few times.
You should. Absolutely.
Yeah, I did.
You should. I need it.
I got to build you up and then knock you down.
Roast me all
roast,
day.
Roast, yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Roast.
Mm, delicious.
this roast is delicious. Okay, should we start?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All
oh,
right.
I can't wait.
If you guys are new here or you haven't listened to our past Santa Claus episodes before, this is something that we started doing from the very first year we had a podcast.
Happy Hanukkah days.
Happy Hanukkah days. Santa Claus poems are a Dutch tradition, and we've taken that and we do a roast or a just, like I said, retrospective, whatever you want.
Yeah.
You talk about, it could be whatever. So it's all going to be a fun grab bag of holiday-centric poems.
Yeah, and the tradition is to, like, kind of roast or, like, rib your friend. It's, like, it comes from love, but it's just, like, a little, you know, a little bit of sassiness, a little bit of silliness, and
yeah,
and that's the fun of it. And if it rhymes, that's great.
Yeah, I roasted this year is what
oh,
I
great.
Ended up doing, so.
Good, yeah.
Okay, we got several submissions, and these are the – cream of the crop.
Oh my gosh, the creme de la creme, the ben de la creme.
I'm gonna start with our good friend Rachel, who is an angel, also a patron. We love you so much, Rachel.
Oh my god.
And let me see here. We have she titled it and everything, A Very Merry DTFU Santa Claus Poem. Rachel. Okay, are you guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
First one. I haven't read this yet. I'm very excited.
Oh, okay. I did read this one.
I am very excited. Okay.
I skimmed it. I tried not to read any of them because I like to be surprised, but I like skimmed it. It's very fun. It's really good.
Yeah, this looks like it's, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very well done. Okay. We know the drill for our Sinterklaas rhymes. You find a poor target and rip into him a few times. But what worse a subject, what topic more shitty than 2020 the year? So I wrote this little ditty. Yes. But in juggalo fashion, I'll add in some farts, an homage to my dudes who both stole our hearts. That first month, oh boy, we started off strong, talking vampires, Atlantis, what could go wrong? Women marched on DC while we heard about panties. Then old Liz moved her purse. Oh shit, hold your fannies.
Oh, the Queen Elizabeth? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Now February hits, and so does the COVID. The impeachment trial fails as we all shout, get rid!
Get rid!
Get rid! Come molasses disasters or great whale explosions, DTFU keeps us laughing while we go through the motions. March comes along to distract us with stories of a professional farter and all of his glories. That was a fun episode.
Yeah.
When the Olympics got canceled and North Korea went wild, and we heard DTFU on Alestra and all started smiling. April rolls in and we already know, world records, a game show. Then the dudes share some tales of those celeb alter egos.
Oh!
This is very good.
Yeah.
In May, we witnessed crop circles and talked about the circus while white elite felt threatened and treated George Floyd worthless. And as we cried beneath our masks, 2020 got the strap on and fucked us in the ass.
Oh, my God.
In June, we learned about the statue of Nathan B, and the DTFU crew said, the fuck did I just see?
Oh my God.
That's good. Now we're, oh wait, I skipped two lines, sorry. By July, we're getting tired and fed up with this shit. Oh, and by the way, remember the pandemic's still a hit. But Nicole,
pandemic. Jean-Claude Vitt, pandemic.
Man, I made my drink too strong, I think.
Mine's not strong enough.
But Nicole and Aaron, they got you with Pimp My Ride and Kuru, not to mention Sybil and a herftastic boogaloo.
Oh!
Oh my God, this is so good. Mm-hmm. August got us looking up. Kudos to Nicole. With Annabelle and Mothman, and on YouTube, Horace Cole. So good. Oh, this is so good. Now we're on a high, merch about to drop. Patreon exclusive. Chud, that's a WAP.
Oh my God.
But the year's not over yet. Here comes September. R.I.P. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one badass to remember. Aww. But my dudes got us covered with reminders of plenty, like Stagecoach Mary and Kids Bop 2020. October was fun. The Prez got the virus. Mm. And on the podcast, we learned about the American census. Perfect. When this poem was penned, the year wasn't done, but November got better when Joe Biden won. Mm. December's a-coming with eggnog and foods. More DTF stories thanks to my dudes. And with the new year in view, I have a confession. Despite the 2020 shit show, y'all are pure perfection. Be excellent to yourselves and each other. Much love, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Dude, that was so fucking good.
I know. The references when I like went through that, it was like, oh my God, reliving it is so fun too, because not only has this year been so long, we do this every week and it moves so fast and we don't have time to like
think process about what it. We talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Or even just like, I don't know. Like, I went back and was listening to a few things today to, like, try and be inspired mm-hmm. for our poems. And, like, I was like, oh, this is so funny. I just feel like we're talking to each other a lot. And I'm like, yeah, we say a couple funny things. But,
I know.
You know, it's mostly just talking. And I'm like, no, it's pretty funny.
I know. I'm like, I just, you know, I forget all the things that we say.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it is, like, we record it now because – and you do, like, the – well, we've always recorded it. But, you know, like, we have, like, a video format now for YouTube. And having you making the little clips of the highlights has been so great. Like, it's fun. It's really fun. So, yeah, I think it's –
except for the one I posted today. Oh, which dear. Is so embarrassing.
VD is for everybody,
not just for the few.
God, I want to find that song and like put it, like we need
do
to
do a
post.
Cover of it.
Yeah.
No, we should just produce a cover of it.
Okay, great. Love it. Perfect.
Oh my God, Rachel, thank you so much for that.
That
truly,
that
like wasn't even for us. Even it's like for everyone, for everybody,
for everybody. Yeah,
it's so good.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you so much. That was herftacular.
Herftastic or what?
Herftastic.
Perfection.
Perfection. Yes.
Mm. I love it. I love it too because it's like herfection because we're like. Mm-hmm. A female-driven, you know, female produced, owned, developed podcast.
Hosted, but also everything. Her. Yeah.
Okay, are we doing Brian's next?
Let's do Brian's.
Okay, I'm going to read Brian's. DJ Brian Derek, a.k.a. Brian from the Facebook group, if you're in there, posting all the best stuff. Brian, I think if you're not in the group, we should post this, a link to this in the notes maybe, but Brian actually put together a playlist of pretty much like, I don't want to say all of the songs we've mentioned or sung or parodied on this podcast, but like so many. I was listening to it, getting ready for this episode, like right before we started recording. And you know when you're like, I just had this moment where I'm like, God, this playlist is so good. And I'm like... And then I was like, oh, because, like, these are songs that live in my head.
Yeah.
And that I sing all the time. And so then it's, like, a podcast song, you know? But I was like, oh, I know this song. Ooh, I know this song. And then I was like, oh, duh.
Or how many times we've referenced, like, certain songs. Like, there is definitely a playlist of our brains out there. And it's made by... DJ Brian Derek.
Oh my God, it's so good. You have to listen to it. I'll put a link in the notes of this podcast episode. But
yes,
it's so good. And also, like some of the songs are Kids Bop covers, which is so dumb, and I hate it. But also, I love it. Yeah,
but we'll allow it. Yeah,
yeah,
because it is relevant.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
I can't wait.
Oh my God, I want to read the email part too because I think it's fun. Hang on, I have to burp. Excuse me. Okay, let me get my cocktail too.
Ooh.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Ugh.
So fun.
So fun.
I love these episodes.
Oh my God, I do too. It's.
Okay.
I feel like I'm like at a party. I like did my makeup like I was going to a Christmas party.
It looks very good.
That's my vibe right now.
Yeah,
it looks like not that insane on the Zoom right now, but
yeah.
When I look in the look in the mirror, IRL, I'm like, you look like a lunatic, but you know.
Oh, is it? Well, it because it's not your like normal face.
No,
you know?
Yeah, I have not put makeup on like a lot of makeup on in a very long time. So
yeah,
since Halloween. So
for me, a lot of makeup right now too is just like eyeliner, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Okay, DJ Brian Derrick. This is what Brian wrote. Below is some beautiful poetry for you guys that I just wrote in the style of my Irish ancestors. Limericks! Limericks!
I love limericks! Yes!
One for you and one for our favorite founding father. Enjoy. And if Benny Franks is too gross, let me know and I'll rewrite it. Ha ha ha.
It can never be.
Yeah, I know. Okay. The first one is called An Ode to Aaron and Nicole. There once were a couple of chuds who liked to talk shit with their buds. They cackled and herfed till a big dump they birthed and their panties were all sticky with crud. Oh my God.
Beautiful. Wow.
Oh, that's the one for me and you. And this is the Benny Franks one. It's longer.
I love it.
It's called The Silly Old Man from Philly with the Buckle Fetish. Read this one like Benny Franks. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Oh, buck. I like buck.
Got
is that it?
Got it. Yeah.
Buckles. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Wait. Okay. I'm still getting into it. Hang on.
Yep. You got it.
Okay. What do we say? I like buckles. Oh yeah. There once was a man from Philly who liked cats and was awful silly. He'd say with a chuckle, "Oh, is that a new buckle?" as he'd tie it around his old willy.
Oh, this is so good.
This founding father from Philly, with his buckle round his lil willy, he looked up in thanks and gave himself yanks till his till his thing turned blue and went chilly.
No, Billy.
So we panicked and searched the big silly to find something to warm up his willy. The buckle came off, and as he grimaced and coughed, he decided to dunk it in chili. The end.
Yeah.
Brian, that was so good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm crying.
I was very – I need to, like, reread it later because I was, like, trying to do the voice. You know, I was, like, concentrating too hard, but
it was telling a story. It was
telling a story.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Like, what if your dick was – like, what if you, like, autoerotic asphyxiated but just your dick and then it got – and then it, like
– you needed to warm it back up. You needed to, like, resuscitate your dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
You dunk it in chili. It makes sense to me.
For some reason, the whole time I was thinking it had fallen off and he was like walking around trying to do something with it, but that's probably not right.
No. I think he was just like, my dick, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, my dick. Oh, my dick.
My little wiener. I tightened this buckle just a wee bit too tight around my little wiener.
Silly Willy.
My little Willy. Oh, my God.
Hey, does anybody have any chili for my willy? Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. That was very silly. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Brian. So
oh, my cheeks.
We got two poems.
Two for the price of one. Okay. The next one I'm gonna read is, let's see. This is from Jen.
Jen.
Okay.
Jen, we should say also, Jen has a YouTube channel, Cook the Book. Mm-hmm. Jen also sent us a question around Thanksgiving when we did like the mailbag, which I forgot. And she's like, oh, you could use my name. So this time we know we can use her name. She's like, anytime. But I did want to plug her YouTube channel because she cooks cookbooks. Like, she'll get a cookbook and find recipes in it, and it's very fun. She's done, like, the Martha and Snoop book and stuff, and it's really fun. But she did a bunch of dump dinners.
Yeah, we did that dump dinner episode, and she –
the live event. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the live event. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, I don't even fucking know what we do.
I know. I know.
I forget it.
I know.
I suck. But yeah, she has episodes about dump dinners. Like, I think she's done, like, a lot of them.
Yeah, and she eats them, and she's like, this is good or this is gross. And, like, it's very fun.
Oh, so fun. So, yeah. Her YouTube channel is Cook the Book.
Cool.
All right. Let's see. Where's her email here? Okay. Here we go. Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
Why are we together this holiday season? This fucked up podcast is definitely the reason. Aaron and Nicole talk about some fucked up shit, from our guy Benny Franks to a cult about stroking the clit.
Oh my clit God, stroke, count four of the seven signs.
Oh my God. They've told us jacked up stories like many, even the brain fuck of Rosemary Kennedy.
Mm.
Who's that crazy chick who wants to get on ya? I don't know, bro. She's yelling, I'm Tanya. what is that over there I see? Could it be a sexy pig man? TBD. With dicks, farts, and juggalos they supply us, and that's why we love them. This ain't bus driver science.
Oh, good one.
That was a good rhyme. Bars. Happy holidays, my dudes. Jen.
Oh, yay! That was so – bus driver science, that is hard, and that was very good.
That was a really good – also, throwback.
Tanya.
I'm Tanya.
Yeah, there was a lot of deep cuts in that one. I loved it.
Lot of deep cuts. Oh, man. Oh,
thank you, Jen.
That was beautiful.
So fun.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Again.
Mm-hmm. I think you have another one for us, and then I have one more.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. This one is see here. From Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They say, dear dudes, this year has been a real shit show. DTFU to the rescue, though.
Ooh!
You make us laugh until snot comes out our nose. So this Santa Claus poem I've decided to compose.
Ooh.
With your creepy cryptids, crimes, and cults, you've gotten some pretty gnarly results. I can't get strange animal penises out of my head. Sorry. And your episode on parasitic worms made me wish I was dead. me too. But this holiday season, remember one thing. I'm wishing you all the joy a chud and herf can bring. What you come up with, I'm sure it'll be something that makes us all upchucketh. Love, Sunny. Love it.
Oh my God, Sunny!
And then
upchucketh.
There's a P.S. I know that last line was a bit of a stretch. Happy holidays, though, and let's hope we survive 2021.
Oh, my God. Yay. No, I loved it. Those are my favorite ones. Because sometimes, like, if you can make it work, it works for me.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't have to be perfect.
That was a delight. Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, Sunny. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Oh. Everyone, thank you. Okay.
Oh, this is so sweet. I love it.
I know. I just have one more, and then we'll do ours.
Okay.
Okay. This next one is from Amanda from Close Call Studio.
Amanda, you fucking rule, dude.
Amanda fucking rules. I think her and her husband maybe worked on it together. He listens also. And Michael, his name's Michael. Hey. Hey, you guys. What's up? Oh, hey, you guys. I don't know. But, yeah, I just – they're the best. And I think if you haven't checked out Close Call Studio – or Our Bandanas. Obviously, Our Bandanas are amazing as fuck. But Close Call Studio has so much cool stuff. Shirts and...
amazing.
And other bandanas that aren't, like, DTFU specific, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she makes these little, like, felt... lots of little felt artwork. And she paints and stuff. It's incredible. I buy so much stuff from her.
I know. She has, like... her stuff is like punny and fun. Her like mm-hmm. her illustration ability is really cool.
Yeah.
Like if I ever write it, like if I ever do anything beyond this, like I would just have like her like design. Draw everything for it, yeah. Or design everything for it.
I agree, totally. 100%. Like everything is very much just like a perfect aesthetic. I bought gifts from her mm-hmm. for the holidays. I have – in Pete's family, we have, like, a Secret Santa, and I bought my sister-in-law, like, a bunch of stuff. And then – but I bought myself all the same stuff.
Yes, dude.
I got two of the shirts I got her and two – I got two different bandanas, and then I kept the one that I was like, this feels more like me. Anyway, I'm the worst.
I always – no, that's not bad. Don't apologize for that shit. That's like – you're just, you know –
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Okay, let me just find this. I can't remember. Did she send it to me or to... No, I think she sent it.
Oh, my God. I'm really excited for this.
Oh, no. It's here. It's here. Okay. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Also, I hope that her husband did help her write it and I didn't give him credit for something he didn't do. Sorry if I did. I just remember them saying, like, oh, we're – I remember her being like, oh, we're going to, like, sit down and work on it together. So I was like, oh, okay. But then if he has nothing to do with it, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? She deserves a credit. No. Okay. No, he's great, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay. Dudes, welp, here it is. I was hoping I'd make it a little longer, but I ran out of time. Things that rhyme. Oh, no. This is, hang on, it's all like in a blob. I'm not exactly sure.
Wait, is this how part the of rhyme the poem?
Scheme oh. goes. Oh, wait, maybe it's not. Oh, you're right. This is the email. Dudes, well, here it is. Okay, I tried to rhyme her email. What a fucking idiot. All right. Dudes, well, here it is. I was hoping I'd make it a little longer, but I ran out of time. Things that rhyme, functioning brain power. So it's a short one. Y'all are welcome to read it on the airs. I'm clearly shameless, but no pressure. Oh, this is all just for us. I'll read it to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's the poem. Sorry, everyone. We'll cut it. Okay. I'm writing a poem, though it won't be too long. Just enough for a tale and to make you say dong. Our friendship began with a story of bad sex. You'll have to go back and find which one. I don't want to blow her cover. You know mm-mm. what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our friendship began with a story of bad sex that I had with a guy who wasn't even an ex. A pal's roommate that liked me, and so I was thinking, I guess I'll hook up with Bargain Bin Abe Lincoln! She blew it!
Oh my God.
In all my life, it was the worst sex ever had, but it gave me a story that isn't half bad. One I could submit to the best podcast I know, so I'd contribute some humor to my favorite show. Hosted by the two best herfs I've ever met, discussing poop, death, titties, and fucked up shit that's wet. And now, years later, these herfs are my friends. I'll aww. Be a dude forever. Hope this show never ends. Oh, yay, that was so yay, good. Yay.
Oh, my God. That was so good. Thank you so much, Amanda. Oh, my God.
Bargain Bin Abe Lincoln, if you're not familiar, is wow.
A tale.
It's a tale. It is a tale.
It's part of our lore. honestly.
It is. It's like, yeah, it's part of our fabric of this podcast. There's like, I think we've been so lucky to have like listener contributions. We don't do a ton of listener shows. We don't really call for listener stories, but actually we might do one soon because we got a very good one that is like insane. And they even sent like an accompanying like photo with it. It's like, oh my God. But we're open to them. We just don't really ever call for them. So I don't think people think to send them. But please send us your diarrhea stories, your sex, like your sex stories, your like, like not murder stuff. That's not really what we talk about. It's got to be funny and like fun and fucked there, up, you know?
Yeah. We also, we've gotten a lot of texts and voicemails to our phone number. In case you don't know, we have a phone number. It's 562-684-7808. And that's something you can text or leave a voicemail on anytime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gotten some really fun stuff, so.
Yeah, you guys, we have like a whole, we have an archive of stories, and we'll do some like listener episodes in the future soon.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. It's time for ours.
Okay.
I'm refilling my cocktail.
Okay, me too.
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, go.
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm, okay. Because I just read something.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
Let me knock back a gulp. Ew. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm drinking the Rocks tequila, Terramana.
Ooh,
it's so fucking good.
So delightful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It's quite possible I've like already written a poem like this in years prior, but we'll see.
Who knows? I know. I circled some of the same themes. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
2020. Use a stupid ho, ho, ho. You've taken more from us than you'll ever know.
Oh.
Our whole world facing an actual plague, and we're stuck with a president who belongs in The Hague.
She used air quotes.
Yeah. Stupidity abounds. We've got QAnon clowns. After this year of shit, we all deserve to get lit.
Hey!
Hey! Brr, 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 brr. We're really counting on you, 2021. Being inside is fine, but I miss having fun. A party, a concert, high fives with strangers. I miss mixing and mingling without being in danger. But enough about this trash year. Let us reflect on the good with on the good and raise a beer or whatever you have to drink.
Yeah.
Here's to spit takes with red wine, episodes about Pigman, diarrhea chips, and the worst kids bop songs of all time. Of course we talked about buttholes and creepy crawly pests, but we also debated crop circles and the horniness of chess.
I really tried to work that into mine. I didn't.
We made fun of ugly Confederate statues that are overdue for an ocean yeet. And can you believe that earlier this year we went on a buttholistic Vegas retreat? I can't. While Nicole and I have been socially distant for months and months, we still talk almost every day about all the things we love and people who are cunts. But mostly, we discuss our love for each and every one of you, our listeners, our internet friends, our excellent dudes. I hope the rest of this year will be peaceful while we're all housebound. Stay cozy, drink water, be safe and sound. I love you lots. Stay excellent, one and all. maybe next year we'll go to Casa Bonita and have a DTFU ball. Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita. Da, 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 Casa Bonita.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hey, hey, we did it.
Okay, I'm worried about how many strangers you're high-fiving.
I mean, you know, just at, like, baseball games and...
Not anymore.
And, you know, when something funny happens, I don't know, you're like, hey, man, did you see that? I sure did. High five.
Hashtag never again.
Yeah, that's never going to happen again. One day.
Okay, let me pull mine up.
I'm so excited.
Okay, we'll see. I feel like mine's not as... Well, we'll see. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Roast me, bitch.
Okay, I will. Okay, well, let me hold my drink, too, also.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do you capture your friend in a poem without getting horribly stuck? You take a 2020 attitude and give not one singular fuck. I tried to take stock of all the good things that happened this year to you, but the list was short because day in and day out, you're cleaning up Jack's or a stranger's doo-doo.
Absolutely true, yes.
And maybe that's what's been hardest this year, each day bleeding into the next. Only a few things stand out, like you getting too drunk and injuring your shoulder from sex. We had so many plans at the start of the year when we retreated to the Las Vegas Strip. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless, like you, you're old and unhip.
Yeah, it's true.
You were always so much cooler than me, the nicer, more popular one. But these days, you're kind of a dud, my friend. A real trash bag Susan. But seriously, what happened? Fun and cool you ain't. I think I'm the Garth Brooks now, and you're his alter ego, Chris Tate. You could say you're still young in some of the ways since we have TikTok and YouTube. But do all of our younger listeners know you're at the age where you're mammogramming those boobs? I do have to say, your skin's looking good thanks to all your Korean face care. I'm sure it's your only consolation prize for what childbirth did to you down there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Normally, I'd pause here and comment some more on your flappy, flip-floppy wop. Or maybe break into a song about your loose cooter. A real, it was destroyed by your kid bop. But as we know from last year and the year before that, Jack was totally worth the trouble. He's the cutest little dude and is almost to the age where he can go and refill mommy's double. But if getting old means partying less, hanging with your faves and smiling, then sign me up for another 200 eps here on our own digital diarrhea island.
Yay! The end. Yay! Diarrhea Island. Yes. We did it. 200 we episodes. Did
it. Oh my God. Cheers. Oh my God. Yeah, I just like was like, oh, she's old and uncool. But this is stuff I was feeling today with my back hurting and not being able to sit like a human.
You know, we all have those days. I'm probably going to have one tomorrow at the rate I'm going with my cocktail. So, yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Oh, my God. Especially the energy I have. Like, I'm, like, hooting and hollering, and I'm, like, standing and dancing around, and it's going to be real bad tomorrow.
Maybe you'll just, like, get looser. You never know. Just drink a lot of water. A lot of water.
I have been drinking water today, which is something I don't normally do, so that's good.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys. Wow. What a fucking year.
Wow.
What a fucking, I can't believe we've done 200 of these episodes. That's, like, it's a number for sure, but it's a big number. Like, that's crazy.
It's like, at this point, we just, like, do it every week and don't think about it, like we were saying earlier. And, like, when you stop and think about it, like, what, like, who has 200 episodes? I feel like so many people just give up and stop doing it after a certain time. And it's like, no, we'll just keep doing it, you know?
Yeah, even if you guys, like, stop listening, like, yeah, we're still going to do it. Sorry.
I mean,
it's just like, we just are doing this anyway. This is, yeah, like, what we, this is what we're like in real life.
In our real lives. This is what I was just going to say. Like, this is no, this is not like a burn to listeners, but like, we forget you're there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we just,
yeah, yeah,
talk every week and then we go and like see you on social media and we're like, oh my God, yeah. Or like we get an email and we're like, oh my God, people are listening to this. That is insane.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have said that thing about injuring my shoulder during sex. Like, everybody in the world can hear that now. And it's going to live in perpetuity. My son might hear it later on. I don't know. Who's to say?
Oh, my God. He'd have to crawl through so much content to get to that.
True. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Maybe the internet will die in a horrific fire by then. We don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, like, we're just – like, a Skynet episode will happen and we'll just, you know, humanity will fall to the robot overlords and – we won't be able to access this in 20 years anyway. So,
or we'll just be like in the Matrix, but it's like, no, we're not in the Matrix. We're just in those like eggs with the slime and like,
yeah. We're being harvested for our kinetic energy for the robots. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Yeah. Who's to say? We're not.
Nobody's saying anything. We are. We're just saying words. Oh, God. Well.
I know. It's so fun. 200. Wow. Wow.
What an occasion.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. It's kind of overwhelming that we have made so much content in this world of so many choices of content, of so many like places you can get it from.
Mm-hmm.
You have chosen to actively listen to us saying things
about buttholes
for 200 episodes. That is what?
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, it's so fun. It's we just really appreciate everyone hanging out with us. Like, it is. It was funny today going back and, like, listening to little clips and being like, oh, this is fun. I can see why people like it.
You guys, this is a thing you might not know about Nicole is that she's, like, extremely humble.
It is. Okay, but I know.
No, I'm just joking. I know, but
also it is weird, like – I think we're both, like, I don't know. Well, I'm very, like, anxious about this stuff. And, oh, my God, in the beginning when we were doing this, like, even though nobody was listening then except maybe, like, our moms on occasion. Not even your mom sometimes. We had to make her listen.
Like, my mom was like, oh, I forgot. You're doing, like, a podcast.
How do I watch it?
How do I watch it? Yeah. Just kidding, Mom. I know you're like she's our ride or die. Like,
yeah,
I'm totally
she's ride
kidding.
Or die. Our moms are the best. And they listen and are patrons and everything.
Even my mother-in-law is a patron and listens all the time. My
and
brother, like
your sister-in-law listens.
Yes. Like, yeah. Like, it's just so much support and it's great.
I know. Well, but in the beginning, it was like so anxiety inducing. We were like, oh, my God. And now it's nice because the longer we do it, the less I care, like what I said or whatever. And that's freeing in some ways. But I still have moments like where we'll talk about something. I don't know. But I'll like go to bed on like Tuesday night and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, did I cut that part out? Or like.
Yeah. I know.
And I'm like, oh, my God. But really, it's like nothing we ever say is that awful. We mostly just trim the fat.
Yeah, it is a weird thing to put yourself out there and be vulnerable, like in, you know, to two people, to one person, to whatever, but to do that to, I don't know how, I still really don't have any idea how many people listen to us on a on a regular basis, but if you're one of those people, you're fucking cool and I love you and
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
You are all the best, and I really, really mean what I say when I said that those like final lines in my poem, that was like for real. Like I just hope next year, it's not going to be for a while. We're not going to be like back to normal or anything, but like I really hope you and yours are safe and, you know, get through this the best you can, because this is a shit time and we have all been through the ringer. So,
Oh,
let's fucking go. 2021. Yeah. I totally get why the Roaring Twenties were a thing after the Spanish influenza of 1918. Like,
oh my God.
We are going to, like, the amount of partying that's going to happen is going to be, like, what kind of new drugs are going to be on the market in 5 years? We don't know.
I think just like everybody's going to have titties and they're always going to be out now too. It's just like.
Absolutely.
We're all just going to be like fucking all out here shaking our shit and just like having
like a good Cyberpunk 2077. Like we're all going to have titties outside of our clothes.
Oh my God. They recalled
dicks
that
outside
game.
Of our clothes. They did? Is it today. Done?
Yeah, Pete's playing right now because he's like, well, I better play and see if anything fucked up happens. He said there was a part yesterday where he was playing and the guy he was talking to kept smoking a cigarette, but every time he put it in his mouth, it left a hand with a cigarette. So there was a guy – he just had, like, all these hands with cigarettes. It's so fucking stupid.
It's like when you're – like when you finish a game of solitaire in
– it's like
– yeah, and it just does the, like
– it's just like cigarette, 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 cigarette. Oh, my God.
Or like when you open a bug-filled pop-up. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I love it.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to our drunken 200th episode. This was so amazing. Thank you to everybody who sent Century Lost poems. And, you know, if we didn't see yours or read it on this episode – do it. Send them in next year, maybe, or just now. Like maybe we'll just like keep a rolling fucking database of sending house poems, or just like any poem, whatever. Who cares? Just do it.
Just email us. Email us your thoughts. Anything. Email us your deepest, darkest. Nothing.
No,
dark.
No.
Email us your deepest. I don't know. Nothing deep, I guess.
No, I don't. No deep.
No. Email us your fun, funny fart stories. There we go.
Diarrhea, buttholes.
All D all the time. D is for diarrhea.
Creepy crawlies, whatever.
Yeah.
We love it. We love to see it.
We do.
And go to our website. It's dtfupodcast.com. You could submit a story that way. You can go to all of our social medias. At dtfupodcast.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, I mean, just at dtfupodcast.
Yeah.
Not .com. Just, you know, all
socials.
The platforms. Yeah.
At dtfupodcast. And that includes our YouTube channel if you want to watch this episode or the next one if you already heard this and you're like, I don't need to hear that again. Also, you know, it would be great if you could leave us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you subscribe to. That always helps us out and makes us feel good. We read all of them. So you could be like, happy 200th episode. Love your podcast. Thanks. Bye. That's it. You know, five stars, whatever.
Or just five stars, herf, whatever.
Yeah. Five stars. Perfection.
Perfection.
But then you need to quote it and put dash Rachel. You need to attribute it to the artist.
Yes. So. Yes. We are about citing sources on this podcast. No, we're not.
Well, this is a commentary podcast, and that's how we get away with that.
All right. We did it. 200 fucking episodes. Good God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm just going to say, be excellent to yourselves.
And each other. And we'll see you next week for the end of the year.
We're going to wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I kind of like standing.
Yeah, it's nice. You feel, you look and seem like you feel very free.
I'm very free.
Cool.
All right.
She's not wearing pants, guys.
Yeah. Surprise. Just kidding.
All right. Love you guys. Happy holidays. Happy Honda days.
Bye. And poopy new year. Bye.
Bye.
I've been dying to tell you, Teresa.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I sell my nudes to my reply guys.
I used to bartend foot fetish parties.
I cannot take a shit in a public restroom.
Hey, it's your girl, Father Longlegs, Daddy T. You know me. It's Teresa Lee. Everyone has secrets, and that's what makes us human. On You Can Tell Me Anything, I ask some of the funniest comedians I know to tell me something they want to get off their chest. From secret past lives, like working in porn casting, to embarrassing stories like pooping on Canal Street in broad daylight, there's nothing you can't tell me. So listen to You Can Tell Me Anything, available now on Hoo Ha Ha Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Hoo Ha Ha Podcast.